going on, everybody? If you like what we're throwing down here at Anime Cherry Bomb, I'd like to remind you to follow, like, comment on SoundCloud, sub, 5-star review us on iTunes, sub, like, comment on YouTube, and don't forget to follow that Instagram, Anime Cherry Bomb. See you in 2 seconds.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy that smokes cherry cigarellos, Jay, and with me is the guy that I think of as my boyfriend but isn't my boyfriend, Aaron. Aaron, how are you doing today?
I'm good, and you know I'm not like that, Jay.
I know, but I like to think of you that way. So, Aaron, what anime are we going to be talking about this week?
We are talking about the girls with two of the same name classic, Nana.
The coincidence classic. Nana. And do you have the synopsis ready?
Yes, I do. And this week I actually wrote one down.
Oh, so it's shout outs to your brain.
Yeah, shout outs to my brain. Nana K is a girly girl who falls in love at first sight. Nana O is a stoic punk girl who has a heart of thorns. These two unlikely friends meet on a fateful train ride to Tokyo. Through a string of coincidences, these two become roommates as they try to find romance in the big city.
Yeah, that's pretty much sums up like a lot of the beginning.
Yeah. And then also trying to find a music career. So that's,
yeah, also trying to make it big in the music industry. All right, so you ready for some facts?
Go ahead, shoot them.
All right, so Nana is a drama romance anime released in 2006. There are 47 episodes. This is based on the manga written by Ai Yazawa, and she's also written Tenshi Naka Janai, Neighborhood Story, and Paradise Kiss. So go check out Paradise Kiss podcast. This was directed by Morio Asaka, and he made his directing debut with Cardcaptor Sakura.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, and he also did Gunslinger Girl and another one that we did, My Love Story.
Mm, okay. He directed My Love Story?
Yes.
Okay.
The studio is Madhouse, and they've done a few things that we've done, like Monster, Sunday Without God. And they also did another one of my music favorite anime, Beck, Mongolian Chop Squad. And this was licensed by Viz Media. The music was done by Tomoko Hasegawa, and he's done the music for Gradius 3, the video game.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's a pretty good soundtrack, too.
Yeah.
Tenchi in Tokyo and Dears, another podcast. What? That's
weird.
That Aaron did.
Yeah, that's weird.
The opening song is called Rose, and it's sung by Anna Tsuchiya for the Blackstones, which is Blast. And she's an award-winning actor and singer. I don't think she does like voice acting work or anything like that. So I think this is the extent of her anime,
right,
stuff. The second opening song is called Wish, and it's sung by Olivia Lufkin for Trap Nest. And she was in a girl group called D&D before going solo. And I think currently, well, as far as like Wikipedia and stuff, she's a kindergarten teacher now in California.
That's weird.
Yeah, well, she's the weird thing is in the anime Reina mentions that she's half American.
Yeah,
and both of these singers are half American, which is pretty interesting. But yeah, so that's another coincidence along with all the other coincidences in this anime. The ending song is called Starless Night, and it's also sung by Olivia Lufkin. And as for cross-media, there's the manga, of course. There is two live-action movies. And here's a fun thing. Madhouse said that they're up for making another season or more episodes of Nana as long as the manga keeps coming out. And but it's been on hiatus since, like, 08?
Yeah, I think it's 09. But I was reading into it. I guess she's like fairly private.
Yeah.
So no one knows what actually happened. Uh-huh. She just got really sick and said, "When I get better, I'll write more."
Yeah.
And She's still alive. She's still kicking. She still does things.
Yeah.
But she just hasn't wrote.
And I think this was her last thing that she did, right? Or is she doing like other side projects?
Yeah, like she does like little small projects. I think she did like small chapters of Nana, like not complete chapters.
Oh, okay.
I think they said like in 2013, she did like her first work in a while. She just did some art for somebody like in August.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which I thought was really weird.
Just the art?
Yeah, she just did art. For
So she's still in the industry then?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. You know, I was thinking about it, like how since the manga's been on hiatus, I was like, wouldn't it be like a super punk thing to just like not do it, like not finish it?
That'd be pretty neat, but I don't know. There's a lot of people who are like
clamoring
for more Nana. Yeah.
I remember back when I think I watched this back in 2009 or 2010 or something like that, this anime, and I remember I like really wanting to see it and reading like forums of like people like anticipating more stuff coming out. But yeah, I digress.
That makes me a little
sad
that we're never gonna get the ending of it, but
you never know, Aaron.
You never know, exactly.
Yeah, people love reboots these days.
would be really cool if would be really punk if she's like, oh yeah, she's like, I finished it like 5 years ago. Yeah, and like dropped it on some site.
Some random site. Yeah, I know. People thought it was fan fiction.
I know. You could only get it at this one bar, one dive bar. Only had like 10 copies.
Oh, wow. That would have been so cool.
And he's like, you can just go and pick one up. And just 10 people out there have the ending of Nana.
That'd be pretty cool. Like a super limited release.
Exactly.
You could only get it at Blast shows.
Exactly. All right. What'd you think about the music in the anime?
Oh, well, the music is really good.
Yeah, I really enjoy the reprises of
the opening.
The opening that are in there.
One thing that I really enjoyed was in the recap episodes, you know, like 11.5 and I think 22.5 or something like that. They play a lot of like the other Trap Nest songs and the other Blast songs in there. And it's really cool just to see that like in the background and really cool music. Speaking of which, how did you like the openings and endings?
I really love the first opening.
Oh, yeah.
I think the first opening's like real perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I also really, I really love the, like one of my favorite parts in both of the ending, or both of the openings, is the ending of the openings of the last shot of like the empty apartment.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's like a real beautiful and like somber scene.
Yeah, like almost like a reminiscing kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Especially since, getting kind of like the general stuff of Nana K being like almost in every episode being like, "Why did you leave?"
Yeah.
Kind of thing,
like it's like everything is the way you left it, like like almost like if she died or something. I don't know if she died or anything. I haven't read the manga or anything, but yeah,
I have a feeling like she might have just left the apartment.
Yeah, probably. She probably made it big or something.
Yeah, because that's why there's that scene in the very last episode we watched, where which sucks. I wish it was the letters and stuff were subbed.
Oh yeah,
I feel like a lot of context is being missed by not seeing
the text messages and what's written down. And
yeah, like it makes it sound like she might have moved. Nana O might have moved in.
Yeah,
with the
Ren's place, right?
Yeah, or at least like maybe they went on tour with each other.
Oh yeah, maybe.
It's real interesting. I would like to see what I want to see what. It sucks. I was like, I don't even want to see the ending of it, but
yeah. We should tell the people that we only watched the first 24 episodes. We'll get to the second half in another podcast.
Yeah. But excuse me.
Yeah, going back to the openings, I really love the first opening. That what I really love is that freaking that drum beat down at the middle, that dun dun. And then, like, the song continues. Yeah. That's really cool. The ending song was really good as well. I think it's a really good ending for... Because, like, it usually... Episodes usually end with, like, some sort of, like...
Somber.
Yeah, some sort of somber note. Like, oh, like, Hachi's doing it with Takumi. And then... and then the song bleeds in. So it's pretty cool. Almost like Scum's Wish a little bit.
Yeah.
But not as dramatic.
Exactly. Not as not as melodramatic.
Oh, yeah.
In spots. Mm-hmm. But I did feel almost the same amount of, like, dread in spots.
Yeah. Different kind of dread.
Yeah. Like...
Like, what are you doing? Come on.
Like, even, like...
Why talk to me?
Even, like, even Nana, you know, Nana K is, like, even Hachi, I would say, because they call her Hachi. Even Hachi is, like, I know I shouldn't be doing, like, I shouldn't be doing this. Yeah.
And, you know, there's, like, a couple times where, like, she was, like, explaining all the stuff that she was doing. And I'm like, yeah, you probably shouldn't be doing this. Yeah. It's probably a dumb idea. Yeah. You're kind of like a fangirl right now.
I know. She's like, I don't know, I kind of like that. I kind of like that about Nana O, Nana K.
Hachi.
Yeah, Hachi. That she realizes what she's doing is, like, completely wrong.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like her heart follows.
Yeah.
Like, the heart wants what the heart wants.
Mm-hmm.
Which leads me on to a different anger. It's so weird. I have a double standard in this anime.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, double standards in this anime. I feel. But like,
You want to jump in the general? We can just jump in the general. Yeah. Oh, yeah, so go ahead. What was...
So, for me, it's like, yeah, like, what I'm thinking of for, like, double standards is, like, yeah, Shoji, like, cheated on Hachi, and that's really bad. Well, there's, like, two things to it. Like, it's kind of like karma. Like, I texted you about this, that it's kind of like karma, like, because she was, like, two-timing, like, some girl that she didn't know with that businessman. And so it's kind of like payback for her doing that. But also, it's like, yeah, like, Shoji cheated on her, but, like, if you, like, really, like, fall in love with somebody, like, what are you supposed to do? Like, yeah, there could have been, like, a better way for Shoji to, like, break it off with Nana, but... Like you said, like, the heart wants what the heart wants.
Yeah.
And it's, you can't really blame Shoji that much.
I think that also, yeah. So, like, I started off hating Shoji.
Yeah.
Because the anime gives you, like, a glimpse into, like, Nana. Like, how it sets her up is, you know, she falls in love easily or whatever.
Yeah.
And she, like, trusts Shoji. And I honestly super forgot that she even, like, was helping a guy cheat.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, when I first seen it, I was like, oh, well, Nana doesn't know better. Like, I was making a lot of excuses for Nana.
Yeah.
And which, what a lot of people do. In this anime, they just make excuses for her.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's weird because that's part of her, like, she's really, really codependent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because I associate with her like that. I'm also very, like, codependent, so I can see where
yeah
she
comes from.
Yeah, where she comes from. But at the same time, I don't know, maybe it's just me being like, well, you know, be an adult about it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you should be, like, honest and be like, you know, even Shoji was like, I shouldn't be messing with this girl. Like, yeah. Right away, he's like, I know.
Mm-hmm. He knew it was wrong from the start.
It was wrong already. And then, like, he should have, like, honestly, if he, like, that's the one thing I hate, which... I don't know. It's not black and white, you know. It's not You love somebody or you don't love somebody. When they always mention, like, oh no, you know, Shoji still, you know, loves Nana.
Yeah.
And, like, that would, like, irritate me at points, but, like, I don't know, does he? But I don't know, he could.
Yeah, definitely. There's just, like, different levels of, like, how much admiration he has.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you said, it's not all black and white. There's, like, a whole spectrum of gray.
Yeah, exactly. But I still hate Shoji for
Yeah. he's still a pretty, well, he got written out, so that's fine.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just I feel for Hachi. Like
to an extent for me.
Yeah. There's like a scene that got me real worked up, and it was when they're driving to the Trap Nest concert. No, I think they're driving to the Blast concert.
Okay.
And Nana Hachi goes like, "Nah, I think I'm done. Like, I'm done with love.
Oh yeah.
I'm done with like with all this stuff." And then there's the scene where Nana O and Ren, she sees them meet up for the first time. And then she goes, "When I saw you two, she's like, I knew that she could love again." Like,
yeah,
she could love again. That part made me like almost tear up. It was like real, real, real sweet.
Yeah.
That like this heartbreak almost like destroyed her. Cause like, even, her friends, like June was like, you know, Nana, like without love, then what, you know, what is she?
Yeah, exactly.
And even if it was like put off as a joke, like it was like true.
Mm-hmm.
She is like a hopeless romantic at heart.
Yeah.
To a fault, really.
Yeah. It's like a plus and a minus for her.
Yeah, which is weird. I think I told you it's like my guess even before meeting Nana O was like, oh, I bet Nana O is like the one who's like the more pure-hearted one of the two.
Yeah, and she kind of is.
Yeah. Like she treats love more seriously than somebody who's always. It's yeah. almost like a frivolous kind of love.
Yeah.
That Hachi has, mm-hmm. where she just goes through it real fast.
Yeah.
And
Nana O is like more calculated, but like her situation's a lot more complicated, but she's more like in it, yeah.
And for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
which is very commendable.
Yeah. Do you have any other general things you want to talk about before we?
Going back to like the ending song.
That's fine.
Well, I guess it is kind of general, but there's like a quick thing of like Nana like holding barbed wire in that, and I don't know if that's a reference to there's an album by a punk band called The Casualties, and I think it's On the Front Lines is what the album is called. And it's a punk guy holding barbed wire. And I don't know if that's a reference to that. I don't know the year that album came out and that year this anime came out. So I need to cross-reference that. But I want to say maybe one is inspired by the other, maybe.
I want to... Oh, I forget. I should have wrote it down. It was one of the most horrible lines in the anime.
What
the most like wink and a nod, almost it was almost as bad as Paradise's Kisses. Oh, what's your film number?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, 5679309. Almost as bad as that, but it was Nana.
I know exactly.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
the bad I don't give a damn about his bad reputation. And I was like, gosh dang it,
that was great.
I was like, I like
that one could be played off. Like some people probably don't know that. Well, I guess a lot of people wouldn't know the phone number thing as well. But I mean, they are.
I think it's less the phone number one is like
the phone number one is definitely like a
more obvious because more it obvious, like
yeah,
because he's like, oh, 5679309. But then at least it's like kind of the bad reputation is like it's like thrown.
Yeah, it kind of fits. It definitely fits. So, ADR director did a, or whoever wrote it.
Whoever wrote that part.
Did an okay job.
But I couldn't help but laugh. I was like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Because I was waiting for like weird, I don't know if there's any other like punk references in here.
Well, they mentioned Sid Vicious a lot. I don't know if you noticed, but Nobu's room back at his hometown had a lot of like, actual pictures of the Sex Pistols in it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's like the one famous like Sid Vicious picture with him in that really tattered tank top.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool. But as for like other punk things, it's mostly just the Sex Pistols that they reference.
Another really cool general thing in here is I do really like the juxtaposition between you know, Hachi's love and like Nanake's love.
Yeah.
Like and they're both treated with like the same like heavy hand.
Yeah.
They both have like really heavy emotional stop gaps. It's pretty cool. It's pretty interesting to see these two characters like really get along.
Yeah.
I was gonna say there's another really general thing I wanted to say. This anime has some really fun characters in it too as well.
Oh yeah. There's a lot of interesting characters in this anime. A lot of people that like I'd love to like spend a lot more time with.
There's a lot of people I'm rooting for in this anime.
Yeah. Like I guess we can talk about do you want to talk about it now?
Yeah, we can go into it. Kind of going out of order, so like we can go like favorite. I kind of want to talk about favorite characters more than I don't think there's anything cinematography wise I want to talk about too much.
A lot of for cinematography, there's a lot of like the only shot that I remember was when Nana first entered the apartment and there's like a swinging around the door shot. That's all I remember.
That's what I was finding out weird because Madhouse is known for like high production.
Yeah.
And I feel this actually really low production.
Probably like the same as Paradise Kiss, right?
Yeah. Maybe because Paradise Kiss is also what, 2008, 2009?
Something like that.
This is like 2001. This is old. Mm. Isn't it?
2006.
Six, right?
Yeah.
So it's not that much older. Yeah, production wise, it's not too high.
Yeah.
And then character design wise, there's a lot of cool punk looking people.
Yeah. One thing for art style is that, well, the character designs themselves look really cool. Like everybody has like nice hair and stuff. Speaking of hair, Nana right after the shower, with her hair tied back, looks really cool. The punk Nana. And as for like, I love everybody's clothes. Like one thing about like punk style and stuff, it's like the style that I really like the punk style. And I don't know, it's just something that I really enjoy: tattered clothes, plaid, punk jackets.
It's really weird print.
I love that stuff.
Print. It's really weird how how Paradise Kiss does punk fashion. It's kind of like. Like high punk fashion, I guess, is maybe the right word to say.
The thing is, like, if you studied like punk or like any music history in general, punk like style like started with like designers making like outfits like that, and that just became like the thing,
right?
So like, I guess to an extent, it did start with like a high fashion kind of.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, even though it looked like tattered and stuff like that, a designer designed it.
But the thing I like about this anime is, like, no character is too over-designed. Mm-hmm. I do like the designs of Paradise Kiss.
Yeah.
But, like, there's almost, like, too much detail in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe because it's the higher quality anime.
And it's a fashion anime to begin with.
Exactly. But, like, most of the characters just look like normal punk people. Yeah.
It's like it's funny to like talk about like the characters in Paradise Kiss because it's almost like they were like copy and pasted into Nana, but then given better personalities and better everything.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Like I don't know. I really prefer. I like that we get the characters as budding adults and not. Not even budding adults. We get them like as adults.
Yeah.
Like they've been through love. They've been through first love. They've been through like all this. They're not virgins. They're.
Yeah.
Like the thing of Paradise Kiss was I never felt like the sensuality of it was never there.
Oh, yeah. It kind of seemed forced, right?
Yeah. Like I never felt the love or sensuality between characters. And here, like.
There's weight to it.
Yeah, there's weight to it. Like the lack of like love you can feel.
Yeah.
Or and even like the impact, the amount of passion you can feel, like, yeah, in both spectrums. The
consequences.
Yeah. Both spectrums you can feel in this anime, and I that's one thing it does really, like, really well, yes. I feel.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have any, like, character designs you want to talk about in specifically? Not really for me.
Sheen looks pretty cool, but he was borrowing Nobu's clothes a lot, apparently. his lighter thing was, I remember back when I first watched this anime, I wanted that lighter, and you can buy that lighter.
Really?
The necklace.
That's pretty cool.
It's like Saturn or something with a space. Is it a spaceship on there?
I think so, but it looks really dope.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's not the one that you could buy in real life. Is not metal. It's plastic. It's fun, yeah. So it's kind of cosplay-ish. One thing that I really enjoy is that in character design, like, in general, is, like, everybody has, like, a change of clothes.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, different outfits, like, all the time. Like, even, like, in the episodes we just watched, Nobu has, like, normal clothes as well. Yeah. He has, like, just a button-up shirt and khaki pants.
I really like my favorite character design. It's so basic, but it's just, like, Nana in her, like, black leather jacket.
Oh, yeah.
She just looks, like, really good in that jacket.
I like Nana with just a white shirt.
Yeah.
That white shirt that's, like, the sleeves are, like, tattered.
Yeah.
That's a really cool look for her.
All right. So, do you want to go least favorite characters, underutilized? Or do you want to go first?
Let's do underutilized.
Underutilized.
I would say Rayra.
Yeah.
At this point in the anime, is kind of underutilized.
Actually, the one I want to know more of is the drummer. As well, I forget his name.
Oh, yeah. The eccentric
drummer. The one who's, like, basically Nobu, but for
yeah.
drummer.
Yeah.
Drummer
Nobu.
Yeah. I just really love... he's like, well, you got to hang out with Yasu?
I know. So I guess apparently they're from the same town as well.
Yeah.
I guess Trapness is from their town, right?
Yeah, somewhat. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess so, yeah. But he's like, oh, you got to hang out with... Yasu, and then there's, like, a really great...
He's so cool.
This is really, really great thing when Yasu's checking his
voicemail,
and the drummer leaves him a message.
I can bring Rayra.
Hey, let's hang out. Really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think that extends to, like, the most... for underutilized for me.
Yeah, I
more
guess so.
I want to know more about... I do want to know more about Sheen, because we get, like, little glimpses into him.
Him and his, like, $100,000 upfront gigolo prostitute lifestyle.
His man-whoring.
Yeah. I think he would probably have, like, a really cool, like... If there was, like, a spin-off anime, I'd want it to be about him.
Him?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think that'd be pretty cool. Like,
I really hope him and Rayra do get together. That's one of the things. Like, that's a pretty cool...
Yeah, but I don't know the age gap. Because Rayra is Yasu's age, I'm assuming.
Oh, that's true.
So, I don't know. They'd have to be super hush-hush about it, which is kind of cool. Imagine that. Like, you are dating, like, I don't know, Madonna or something.
It is weird. In her prime.
But nobody can find out.
Oh, God.
Wouldn't that be cool?
There's... I don't know if it's an anime or it's a manga. I know for sure it's a manga. But there's this manga about this guy who... he goes on a... arranged marriage thing with this woman.
Okay.
And this woman has, like, a ski mask. Like, she's, like, dressed, like, she has, like, a ski mask on, or, like, a sweater, so you can't really tell anything about her.
Yeah.
And at first he goes, oh, this girl's really weird, and he ends up, like, falling in love with her, like, even though she wears all this stuff on her.
Yeah.
And then finally, when they, you know, they're finally gonna have sex, she, like, takes off her thing, and she ends up being an idol, a famous idol.
Uh-huh.
That he also, like, is in love with. Like, he has a bunch of her
albums
and posters. And, like, that's what makes her be like, oh, like, it's really me. She goes to his house and sees all the posters he has, like, hung up. And they end up getting, like, married against her record label's decision.
Uh-huh.
So her manager is, like, basically telling him, like, to divorce, and she's like, no, I really love him. He fell in love with me, even though he didn't know I was famous.
Yeah.
And the whole base of the manga goes, all right, if you guys can keep this a secret for 1 year, then you're fine. I won't bug you. But you have to keep it a secret.
Yeah.
And so it's all about them trying to live this life together and quiet. It's pretty fun anime.
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty easy to do. Just pretend to be her maid or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Try to be like an assistant. Yeah, I think that would solve everything. Just like, hey, you gotta have a fake clipboard. Hey, you got a meeting at this time. Hey, you want to make out later?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so least favorite characters.
I mean, you can default answer and say Shoji, but like he's written to be like that.
We talked about my kind of disdain for Shoji, but the character I actually have a bone to pick with is Junko.
You don't like Junko?
Only for the sole fact, there's a hard turn for Junko.
Okay.
And it's that hard conversation she has.
Oh, after
Shoji breaks up with her.
Yeah.
And
that harsh conversation she had.
Yeah, and I do enjoy that, because after I was really mad about that episode.
Yeah.
Like, in the next episode, Kyosuke is like, why'd you talk to her like that? Like,
yeah. She gave the stuff that you wanted to tell Junko, Kyosuke said it.
Yeah, exactly. She goes like, you know, she might slit her wrist from what you told her.
Yeah, exactly.
And like,
and she even gave the suggestion of slitting her wrist. But like, that probably would have been better than jumping in the river.
I know. She's not even think about that. No, the part that pissed me off about her, about that, was June saying like you don't get to play the victim here, like you're not the victim. I won't let you play the victim, and like putting it solely on Hachi, for that relationship collapsing.
Yeah,
even though it was like
it was a mutual thing, like they were both like not. They're both not doing anything in the relationship, pretty much. They're both focusing on what they were doing.
Yeah. Even though it was like, it was Shoji who told Nana like to get a job.
Yeah.
And to like be more independent, which she was
That's what she doing. Was doing. Yeah.
And then that's what led to him falling in love with Hachiko, was there wasn't enough time.
Sachiko.
I always get it. Sachiko,
Hachi and Sachiko.
Yeah. With Sachiko. I don't know, there's like a time and place to be like really harsh to somebody like that.
I guess so, yeah. And Kyosuke definitely described it the best. Like you treat girls and guys through breakups like differently. It's just how it is.
Right, exactly. Especially if the person you're talking to is the one who's getting cheated on.
Yeah.
Like you gotta handle it with more tact than
I mean, put yourself in her shoes. She went to go visit him at the restaurant, and that's like she waited like over an hour for him to get off of work in the cold,
right?
And she gets her heart broken right there.
That scene hurt me. That was like, oh no, what a horrible way.
Mm-hmm. good scene.
It is a very good scene. All right, so favorite characters, unless do you have another? Everyone else is
Takumi, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't read Takumi's name, but yeah, Takumi.
He's a playboy.
He's a piece of crap, though. Yeah. Like, he literally only like went to go see Nana again just to spite Nobu.
Yeah, definitely.
And I was that scene hurt me. That also hurt me. I was like, no, Nana, please just like let it go.
Yeah, screw but, tomatoes.
Like I honestly thought. Part of me, because I was like, I really want Nana to fall in love with somebody like really good.
Yeah,
I was hoping that he just had forgotten, and like he was like, oh, as soon as like, oh, it's to Hachi, and he was like, oh no, I forgot.
Oh,
that's what I thought was gonna happen. He was like, oh, eh, you was just some ass I got. Like that's it.
Yeah,
and they. I can't wait to talk about that scene. Is really good. That bar scene's really good. All right, so favorite characters.
Pretty much everybody else.
Yeah. Both Nanas are really, really cool.
Yeah. You definitely feel for Hachi. Mm-hmm. Punk Nana is really cool. Somebody I'd like love to hang out with. Or like the whole band themselves.
I was going
to
say,
I'd love to hang out with them.
I started writing down like, okay, who are my favorite characters? And I just like wrote down just Blast
and Trap Nest.
they're all pretty like cool people.
Yeah. Nobu seems like really cool, really fun dude.
I'm really cheering for Nobu, man.
I know.
Like,
you know, it's really cool, like, to see like the junk position of like how they dress and then their personality. Is like the, like, you'd think like, okay, they're dressed like hella punk, they're like probably super antisocial, like not somebody you'd want to talk to.
All right. And they all seem like really friendly people.
Yeah, they're all just super friendly. And they're like, they care for each other. Like, Yasu's like the big brother to all of them.
I like how Yasu's a lawyer. That's so, yeah. To me, like, that fact is really cool. Like, I got really excited when we first meet him. He's like, oh, I'm starting to be a lawyer. Yeah. And then when you meet him again in the present, he's a lawyer. I got really excited for him.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he did it.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah.
And then Ren even talks about it, like, yeah, he just decided to do it his senior year, and he passed the bar exam like nothing. This guy is crazy smart.
He's so cool. I love Yasu's, like, probably my favorite character. I wish it was more. Like, if Nana didn't, if I could choose somebody for Nana to fall in love, like, Nobu would be number one. Yasu would have been number
Oh, yeah, number two. Yeah, for sure.
Because I really wanted to see that dynamic. That'd been pretty cool.
Yeah.
It seems
like he's interested in her, like, because he said I would have liked to see her in like the mini skirt or whatever when she was doing the passing out the free samples.
The Costco. She's doing the Costco lady thing.
Yeah,
which is weird. You know what? So those promotions are weird because we ran into a bunch of them when I was in Japan.
Yeah,
a bunch of like, oh, here's energy drinks. Here's samples of this. It was pretty weird.
And you could drink, like, for free?
Yeah, for free. He's like, here you go.
Like a here's whole can?
This. Yeah. What I was like, hell? Oh, here's this, like, impromptu idol performance on the street. Oh, and while you're here, have a
hot dog.
Have a Japanese Red Bull. It wasn't Japanese Red Bull, but it was, like, some
energy drink.
Weird energy drink. It was good.
Yeah. One thing about, like, Japan is, like, there's a lot of gimmicks for, like, things like that. Like, oh, this drink will make you jump high. Something like that.
I was like, I don't know what it says on it, but I like it.
Here's some energy jelly.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to mess with those energy jellies. Yeah, but I never. I don't know. I was too scared to be like. Oh,
a lot of people like them.
Yeah, the one that comes in the little pouch.
Like, especially like athletes and stuff.
Like, yeah, because they're heavy in like protein or whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Who else did we talk?
The people from Trap Nest are pretty cool. Rayra's cool. I'd like to know more about her. Ran is super cool. Pretty much Sid Vicious.
Yeah, he's so
Sid Vicious with like that lived.
Yeah, I just really love the my favorite scene with him and we haven't talked about my actually favorite scene with Nana and him. Is when they're lying in bed.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, no. She's, I'm not on the pill. She goes, oh, no. She goes, oh, I got to go take my pill. Oh, yeah. And he goes, oh, you druggie. Like, I like the reverse of that situation where he's like,
yeah.
She got to take my pill. She goes, oh, you druggie. And she goes, well, if I don't take it, then, you know, I'm going to get pregnant. She goes, well, what happens if we get pregnant? And he goes, then you have the baby and we raise it. I was like, damn. That part made me feel like, no, this guy is like
a keeper.
Like, he's very special. And even Nana was like, oh damn, like, she didn't expect that answer.
Yeah, exactly.
From him.
Didn't he say like I wouldn't mind like two kids or something like that? Yeah. Or he said something like that.
I was like, oh. And I also love how they never broke up. That's also really cool.
Oh yeah. They never really like
ended it,
yeah.
And then it just continued from there. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, it's I think I would have liked a little bit more suspension of it. Like, they just got back together, like, real quick.
In a dramatic way. Like,
yeah.
She went to his hotel room, and that whole scene's pretty cool. Like, they grabbed her by the arm.
Yeah.
Here's a coffee. Don't say anything. and then that look that Ren gave when he closed the door, it's pretty good.
Mm. When they're hugging, she's like, I didn't come to... you know, get back together with you. And I like how everyone already knew, like, nah, they're gonna get back together
for sure.
She's like, if she wouldn't have kept the key to the lock into their apartment, if
it didn't mean anything to her.
Yeah.
That's another really cool like design thing is that lock around his neck. Really cool. I mean, it would have been better if I had an N instead of an R.
Right. She's gonna be my. You gonna be my Sid? It's then are you Nancy then?
You think you could lock me in or something, or yeah. Lock me out, or I don't know what he said. Something about locks.
All right. So, do you have any least favorite moments of this anime? I think there's too many recap episodes.
Oh, honestly. Yeah.
For sure. There's three. 20 in, and there's like three so far.
Yeah. And one of them's not even a 0.5. It was like a regular episode, right? It was like episode 6, I think.
Well, actually, I really like that. Even though it was kind of lazy.
Yeah.
I do like that.
More context.
Yeah, going back through it with more context.
Yeah.
I didn't like the first couple episodes at first. So I was like, because we talked about it. It's like, oh, we think you can like sprinkle some of these into the story and have it move on.
Yeah.
But in retrospect, I actually did enjoy have like, all right, here's their lives in a couple episodes. Now let's revisit.
Yeah.
And see how it changes. And it changes the context of, like, them meeting.
Yeah. You don't know the importance of, like, Shoji and all that stuff. And Punk Nana's situation when they're on the train and stuff.
Yeah.
So, it's like you said, it's really cool to get more context into that. Like, with more knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like finishing an anime, knowing the ending, and then going back and watching it again seeing the little details that you missed.
Like one of the coolest details I like, I guess going into favorite scenes, is how Ren, the only thing Ren took with him when he left for Tokyo was a pack of cigarettes and his guitar.
Yeah.
And then the only thing that Nana took with her was the pack of cigarettes and her guitar.
And the funny thing is, like, when Ren left, he says that, and then Nobu's like, you're getting all your stuff delivered. And then I think something similar happened with Nana, right? Like, Nobu was like, you're getting all your stuff delivered once you find an apartment.
It's so... Oh, God. This anime is... I think once you said it was, like, from the person to Paradise Kiss, I had, like, really low expectations. So I was like, I don't know if this will be good or not. I think it might have been... Do you think it was the opposite for you? Like, since you knew Nana... You went into Paradise Kiss with, like, high hopes. You're like, oh, this might be really good.
I didn't really know too much about Paradise Kiss when I picked it. So, mm-hmm. I had no expectation going into it.
Oh, yeah, no, it was from the same person.
Yeah, I didn't know.
It just happened to be.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was, like, after I did the facts. That's when I was like, oh, okay, it's from the same person as Nana.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now the art style makes sense and stuff.
But, yeah. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was... There's a lot of cool scenes in here.
Yeah. So, favorite scenes. You want to
talk about favorite scenes.
So, the bar scene that, like, you were talking about?
Oh, just with Shin throwing the
drink.
The drink all over the autographs, too.
Yeah. Really cool. But Shin's very punk.
I also hate that, like... Or not... I mean, part of Nobu I really like is, like, he's also, like, a hopeless romantic.
Yeah.
And, like, how he was getting ready to fight, what's his name?
Takumi.
And, like, he just, like, it's not worth it. Like, he just, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then just Shin just comes in for the assist and throws
the drink
all over.
Like, hey, Takumi. Splash.
He's like, congratulations.
Yeah, drops the cup on the floor.
I really
like that that shot of the glass falling. I'm glad that the glass didn't break.
Right.
It was pretty more realistic. Like, they're in a high-end bar where, like, the glass is pretty good.
Will be pretty good, right.
Yeah, it's not going to break with just a fall.
But then I also see that scene of him being like, yeah, I'm just going to go have sex with Nana to spite.
Yeah, which is, like, the super douchebaggy.
And what I love about that scene after, where he's like, I only want love from, which is, I'll never let you go or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, Nana knew those words were, like, hollow already.
Oh, yeah. I want you all for myself, right?
Is that what he said? She's like, I'll never let anyone else have you. Like, being really, forward with it.
Yeah.
And then she understanding Nobu when Nobu said, I love you.
Yeah.
How much impact that had. Mm-hmm. And just with Nana, like, battling, like, do I really love
Takumi? Or I'm just justifying,
yeah, justifying us me, like, sleeping with him. Them.
Yeah.
Really cool. Oh, God.
Yeah, very cool, like, juxtaposition.
I really love the complexity. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I really hope
her... Definitely, it's really cool, like, how much it explores love.
Yeah, I really hope her and Nobu get together.
Yeah.
That makes me very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that scene being the background music being the opening being sung a cappella.
Oh, yeah.
Really, like, the best way I can put it is, like, haunting.
Oh, yeah. Like a beautiful haunting.
Yeah, exactly. really, really cool.
Yeah.
There's also that the scene of both the Nanas at the Trap Nest concert.
Oh, yeah.
Where Nana, they're like, they're both crying.
Mm-hmm. Holding hands.
No, oh, I know. It's beautiful.
Just like, staring at Ren the whole time.
Yeah. That scene's also very beautiful.
Yeah. Very cool. Also, one of my favorite things was when we didn't even get to see it because of the YouTube cuts and stuff like that. But the first time Nobu comes over to the apartment and like they listen to the song and they do like a little tiny mini performance right there in the apartment.
All
right. Yeah, we get context of it when like we see like the recaps and stuff. But really cool scene. I really like the transformation of like first it's just Nana and Nobu playing in the apartment and then Shin adds the bass and we see like all the different versions of this one song right. And then you see Yasu
coming with the percussion
at the concert. Very cool. You know, another thing, like going back to like characters and stuff, I feel like Blast's performance self, like when they're on stage, they're like almost like completely different people. Like they're like like almost like, snobbish.
They're like goobers in like real life.
Yeah.
Even with Trap Nest too.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like even Takumi compares like that poster, like is that really me? That doesn't look like me.
I guess like it brings into like the whole
commercialism
of music.
Of music, yeah.
Cause they even bring that point of Rayra, where Rayra's like, you know, I'm half Japanese, I'm half American. She didn't say half Japanese, she said, I'm half American.
Yeah.
And people just expect, because I'm half American, like, oh, that's why you're so pretty, that's why you sing so good.
Yeah.
So the label made me say, don't talk about it.
Yeah. There's like, that happens, like, even now with, like, with not even just, like, music people, but, like, actors. Like, say, like, I remember, I think Art, me and Aaron's friend Art told us that, told me that there was an actor that I think he's like for Disney or something like that. And they're trying to keep, his sexuality under wraps for publicity reason. Like, I guess he would sell more if he was straight and not gay.
That's weird.
Yeah. So I think that's what I heard, something like that. I don't
remember. The crazy thing is, Rayro, yeah, that's not even like her name.
Oh, it's yeah. Like,
that's her stage name. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that until
you read it.
I read it right now.
It's like Rayra Inspiry something, right?
Yeah. But like it just shows, like you said, it shows like how they want to sell more stuff. So
yeah, they have to market it a special way.
Just like we were just talking about like idols earlier. Like when they have boyfriends, they can't say that they have boyfriends because it would piss off a section of their audience.
Yeah. Well, a majority of their audience.
Yeah. Because
a single pop star is a lot more appealing than somebody that's married.
Exactly. All right, do you have any other moments you want to talk about? There's a lot in this anime. A lot of good ones.
Well, then when Ren and Nana first meet up in Tokyo, like when Nana was gonna return the keys. That was another great scene that I really liked.
Them just kissing, hugging and kissing. Yeah,
and then it leads to, like, the bath. Yeah. And the bath scene.
That scene's pretty cool where she's, like, wakes up, and, like, he's, like, damn, she left. And then, like, he gets up, and then he sees her clothes, and, like, you see him get, like,
she's here.
She's here still. Oh, it's
taking a bath. Splish, splash. We're taking a bath. Really cool that, like, that whole thing, like, oh, let me wash your back for you. And I'm already clean. Just taking a bath for fun.
And I also really love, I kind of wish they wouldn't have brought it up, but she's like, oh, this reminds me of when we used to take baths in our apartment. Like, yeah. I mean, like, just a really cool juxtaposition just to see of them, like, because that's also a really, like, cute scene when they're in the bathtub all scrunched together.
Yeah.
And then now they're, like,
in a
way different place, in a way giant one. And they're, like, how much room separates the both of them.
Yeah. But Ren's still trying to get close, and pretty cool. And then he tells that story that he never told anybody.
Exactly.
About how he found that warehouse.
Yeah. I even like how she's like, you never told me that. He goes, I never told anybody that. Yeah. Like,
That's how special Nana is there. It's like, nobody knows about that.
It's perfect.
We're going to retire there.
I know.
So cool.
Because one day I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy it out.
Yeah.
And we're going to retire.
How cool would that be? I would love, like, a Wayne's World freaking warehouse apartment.
I love, like, he starts talking, even though they're not together formally, like, he says, like, we're going to retire there.
Yeah. It's like, oh, she's always in the picture.
Yeah, it's so cool. Or even, I love how she's like, you know, when I'm older, when I've given up on singing.
Yeah, and lost my vanity.
Lost my vanity and my pride. Will you, you know,
still keep me around? Well, like, can I retire with you still?
I know, it's so cute.
Yeah.
All right.
And you didn't even have to say anything. Yeah. That embrace said it all.
Exactly. All right, is there any final thoughts you want to share before we end the wrap-up?
I can't wait to watch the rest of it.
I know.
It's
very
a fun watch.
I'm very excited. I'm very sad that we're not going to get a ending.
Yeah. It's another abrupt ending. We've done like 3 in a row of abrupt endings.
Yeah.
But like, it is what it is. Madhouse, please adapt more once it's done.
Make up your own ending.
You know,
it's fine.
Another thing is, I think I read that Madhouse pretty much adapted everything that is out.
Really?
Yeah, that's why, like, there's like so much, like, that's why there was like a lot of backstory of like Nana in the beginning and the other Nana at the beginning. It's because they were adapting everything.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
man, that sucks.
Yeah. Hopefully they get the My Hero treatment. Everything that comes out gets made into an anime.
Yeah. Oh my god,
that'd be amazing.
All right, so accessibility,
go watch it on YouTube.
Watch it on YouTube.
And there's some nipples.
Is there nipples?
Yeah. Like at least three.
I don't even.
Three times.
I can't even think
Not
of.
Not three nipples, but three instances of nipples.
I can't even think of any.
Yes. Two of them are with Nana. One is like when she was doing it with Ren. Another time was at Nana's house.
Mm-hmm.
When Rocker Nana was taking a bath.
I cannot remember.
And like, it's like, oh, I got a text from Yasu saying that Ren's coming over. And she stood up in the bath.
Maybe it just wasn't paying that much attention. Yeah.
And well, the quality on the YouTube videos are not that great. Not, so
yeah, that could be it too.
Yeah. So, and then the last one was Hachi with Takumi. You see her nipples for like a second.
I'll be right back. I can go check. And then some language. I guess it's like sexual situations.
Also, there's alcohol in this anime. A lot.
Underage drinking.
Yeah, underage drinking, underage smoking, references to drugs. So it's not for the younger audience, I would say.
It's maybe, very TV MA.
I'd probably say maybe like teenager-ish, maybe.
Young adults.
Yeah, young adult.
Ooh, excuse me.
Rewatchability.
High.
I would watch it again.
I can watch it again. It's pretty fun. I'm having a good time.
Things we would change?
Nothing so far.
Yeah, nothing so far. I think all I could say is like that there's just hope. Like, I hope Nobu gets with Hachi.
Exactly.
Yeah, I hope nobody dies, even though Aaron told me that maybe somebody dies.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I just hope happy endings for everybody.
And I'm hoping. And then, all right, what's the final verdict, Jay? What do you, or I guess the semi-final verdict.
Yes, because we haven't finished it, but so far, these first 24 episodes, I would say high recommend.
Yeah, it's a high recommend. I give it, I would tell anybody, hey, you should check this out. It's pretty good.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, and I guess we didn't mention, but good dub.
Oh, yeah, very good dub. I think my least favorite person was Takumi, but I think he's just voiced that way to sound like a playboy and stuff.
Right.
But everybody else, pretty good. A lot of people that I don't know as well. Do you recognize anybody?
Hachi's voice actor, I recognize. That's who it is. I was like wondering who it was. Hachi's voice actor is Taiga from Fate. I don't know if you remember what her voice sounds like.
Taiga?
Taiga, the teacher.
Oh yeah. I think so. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So I was like, oh. Like, it just hit me, like, right now. I don't know why. Like, just thinking about it. Because this whole week, I've been like, where is she from?
Yeah.
And I just haven't looked. And then right now, it just hit me. I was like, yeah, I guess that's her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really good.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend.
Yep. All right, Aaron. So, what are we doing next week?
Now that we
fixed our guitars and
now that you brought me my key to my lock.
Oh yeah, there you go. You're not locked in anymore.
Now that we're done cheating.
That's terrible.
Oh. So next week, this is like the weirdest thing. Uh-huh. One of the weirdest picks I've ever picked.
Okay.
And it started yesterday. I was like, oh, Jay's always picking like weird old anime. I want to pick something
weird and old.
Weird and old, but not like old. I think it's like 05.
Okay. So when the quality of anime wasn't that great.
Exactly. The reason why I know this anime,
okay,
and it's very funny, and it made me realize I want to go back. Like, this is how I want to pick old anime from this point on. But I remember back in the day, I rented, it had to have been School Rumble. Okay. And I remember seeing this trailer.
Okay.
And for some reason, it always stuck in my head. And the anime is Oh, Ito Rocket. I don't know if you ever
Yeah, I've heard of this. I remember when this anime was like, when they were like publicizing it, like trying to get people to watch it.
Yeah. I just, for some reason, I just remember the, I remember the end of, I always remember that name, Oh, Ito Rocket. And I've
it's a very, it reminded me of Oh My Goddess, cause, like the way that it was, the title, at least.
And I'm very excited to watch it.
Have you ever watched it?
No, I've never watched it. Wow. I've always wanted to.
Okay, cool.
And I was like, this is like one of those weird ones that have always been on my list, but never
pulled the trigger on.
Because I was like, because it's kind of dumb.
Hey, Trigger, that's something in Nana.
Yeah, but it is kind of dumb.
Okay.
Yeah. The only one thing I know about it, it's about, like, rockets.
Uh-huh.
Or it's about fireworks.
Okay.
And I was watching the Funimation doesn't do weird, funny commercials anymore.
Yeah.
To sell their anime. Like, the old School Rumble, the, no way, it's not what you think.
Yeah,
it's not
about fighting.
Yeah.
It's a love story.
They have like the same kind of trailer for Oh, Ito Rocket.
Okay.
And it looks super fun. I thought it was only going to be 13. It's 24, I want to say.
But it's dubbed, right?
And it's dubbed.
Okay, so that'll work. It's probably from that time, there's probably a lot of heavy hitters in this dub.
That's what also why I picked it. I was like, there's probably a lot of good people in it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if like the people that we always talk about, Monica Real, Todd Habercorn, Colleen Clickenbeard, I wouldn't be surprised if all of them are in there.
Right. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
So yeah, Oida Rocket, 24 episodes.
Okay.
Funimation.
Sounds good to me.
You should be watching.
All right, so if you like this, go ahead and follow us on SoundCloud. Leave a like. Follow us. Subscribe on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating on there if you feel so inclined.
Yeah, give it. So you said leave a like on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Leave a comment if you got any
suggestions. If something is messed up in the podcast, can you let us know? I just recently was going through some old podcasts and I found out that whatchamacallit, the Gundam Unicorn podcast. Go check out that one for the mess up. But that one skips at the beginning a little bit.
We can fix that, right?
Yeah, I think so. I'd have to re-edit the podcast.
But you can.
But I could re-upload it with the same stats and all that stuff.
Yes, we might end up having to do that. But it's not too. I don't think it's that big of a deal. But
yeah, I don't think it's just like 3 seconds at the beginning. It's just like a what the heck, and then the on goes the podcast.
Right.
So it's not that big of a deal.
And then check out the YouTube.
Yeah, we just posted the first episode of Earthbound on there.
Yeah, and so
happy that's rolling out.
Yeah, so that's starting, and I'm excited. I'm gonna play more Earthbound.
Yeah, I know, right? It's been like a month
since we played. So
yeah,
next time we pick it up this week weekend, hopefully for sure we.
Yeah, especially like next week, since like my schedule is changing, we could probably do something in the morning as long as my son. Is
cooperating,
yeah, or I have somebody to take care of him or something,
yeah.
So, yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
All right, we always do,
yeah. All right, guys, until next time,
yep. Stay blasting,
yeah, stay pumped.
Smart choice.
Hey, talk to me. Congratulations.
The sponsor's autograph's ruined!
Oh, are you okay, Takumi?